Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Andy Mazur.
Well, that was a fun one. 3-2. Blackhawks beat the Stars tonight. It certainly didn't look like it was going to be that kind of a game because you look at all the numbers and you're thinking, wait a minute, how did the Blackhawks win this game? They were outshot 44-17, but it was a key four-minute stretch in the second period where the Blackhawks scored three goals, Bedard, Athanasiou, and also Seth Jones. And that pretty much was it because the Blackhawks able to play pretty responsibly toward the end of this game in the third period and hold off a very good Dallas team by the final score of 3-2. Andy Mazur with you here from the bowels of the United Center. Troy Murray still back upstairs with us. And Troy, I mentioned that it was a responsible third period. We talked about it in the intermission leading up to that third period. That was what it was going to take to get this win tonight.
They worked hard. It wasn't easy. Mrazek obviously was the difference in this game. But you know what? They worked hard. They competed. They didn't quit. Are they as good to Dallas if you're going to play a seven-game series? Absolutely not. But it's a one game, and you got great goaltending, and they just dug in deep, and they defended. They worked hard, and they found a way to get it done. Got to give them a lot of credit.
You know, it sounds weird to say, you know, they play a simple game in that third period because people may think, oh, it's a simple game. What does that mean? I mean, they didn't try to do too much, right?
No, you just when you're in control of the score, you keep things simple. You keep everything in front of you, which means you don't get caught in odd man situations. And Dallas Stars had very few of them. One in the was it the first period, I think, where Seth Jones came back and took on a 3-on-1 all by himself. And that was just a bobble that happened at the blue line by Joey Anderson. But other than that, like they kept on top of the puck, which Dallas had to come through everything. So it wasn't easy. Dallas is a good team. They kept coming at you. You knew they were going to have that push. But I didn't think that they panicked. I didn't think that they were just throwing pucks away. Every time they got it, there was a purpose to what they were doing, whether it was a direct pass, whether it was a chip off the boards, whether they had to make a play. They did. So I really was impressed with the way that they handled the pressure of the Dallas Stars.
One of the guys that contributed big time today was Mackenzie Entwistle. He's kind enough to join us down here. And Mackenzie, that had to be a pretty exciting game for you guys, knowing exactly what Dallas is and the way you guys wanted to play the game today.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was exciting. I think, you know, obviously those guys are they're a deep team. They got five or four pretty good lines, and then obviously their DR are pretty good as well. So, yeah, you know what? I thought our first period wasn't great, but you know, Mrazek kept us in it. I feel like we say that a lot, but he kept us in it, and then we got going in the second and third a little bit. So it was definitely nice to get that win.
All right, Troy Murray's up in the booth, has a question for you.
Mac, how you feeling? Glad to have you on the air.
Yeah, good. Hey, happy to be on, always.
We love you. You're one of my favorites. But, you know, after the first period, you know, and I didn't think you guys played a bad period. Dallas is a good team. And I thought that you guys managed the puck well. You didn't give them anything that they didn't deserve. And then you got the power play opportunity to start the second period. How important is that momentum to build off the power play goal that Bedard scored?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you said it best. I think, obviously, those guys, like I said, they're highly offensive. They got a lot of guys that can put the puck in the net and make some pretty good plays. So, you know, like you said, we stayed above it. And then, like, you know, we had that power play, and we get a goal, and then we just kind of fed off that energy. And then we get two quick ones, kind of back-to-back, and now all of a sudden we're in the game. You know, it's easier to play with the lead. You know, we kind of stayed above them and kind of made them try to go through us all night. And like you said, we made some pretty good plays. But when you play offensive guys like that, I think the biggest thing is staying above them and kind of frustrating them, making them dump pucks in because they want to make plays, right?
Also, you know, a big part of this game was the kill, the 5-on-3. I mean, when you get that kind of momentum going and you can hold a team like that without scoring a goal 5-on-3, you have to feel pretty good.
Oh, it's great. Kevin Dean has got our penalty kill going. So it was great. You know, we had a plan. We executed it well. Obviously, some big saves you know, that 5-on-3 at the end and then, or, you know, during the game and then even the kill at the end there was was pretty pretty good, and you know, we had Dickey in the box there, and he's one of our best penalty killers. So for the group to kind of dig in and bear down there, it was definitely what got us a win there.
Love to see you flying through the neutral zone. I was laughing in the first period there. You went end to end and went all the way down around and gypsy doodled through the neutral zone, and I was just amazed. I want to see that more from you. Is that something that you want to focus on here the rest of the season, kind of dictating, controlling the play a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was we kind of joked about it with the ref. He came over. He's like, he said hi to Luke, and then he comes up to me. He goes, "Hey, big man." He's like, "Nice move there. You're dancing in the middle." I said, "Yeah, thank goodness it worked out, or else I'd be sitting on the bench all night."
But I'm glad he said it right in front of Luke.
yeah, exactly. No, so we got a good chuckle out of it. But no, like you said, I think for me, just using my size and using my speed and holding on to more pucks, just playing more confident, I think tonight was a good example of that. You know, and like you said, I've been playing with Donato and Slagert, and they've kind of really complimented me well. They play a simple style game, and you know, I thought tonight we played a great game together.
Yeah, that line, you know, when you guys are together, you're pretty dynamic. I mean, it's a fourth line in number only. You know, I mean, it's, you guys play really well together, it seems.
Yeah, no, I said, I think those guys play, you know, Slags kind of plays a north-south game, and then obviously Donnie can make plays and shoot the puck. So, you know, we know he's not afraid to shoot it. And so, you know, me and Slags just try to get it in and play a simple game, get it back, switch sides a little high. And, you know, I know it's cliche, but for us, that's kind of what we, you know, I could say are bread and butter. And I think when we're not doing that, that's when, you know, kind of things get a little ugly. But, you know, the simple game, just chipping pucks out, and you know, obviously it's boring, but hey, it works for us, and I thought tonight was a great example of that.
You know, I wouldn't say it's boring. It's the right plays at the right time. If you've got tape-to-tape passes, you make them. And I thought your execution when you had puck today was really good. You didn't make mistakes. You didn't turn pucks over. You made them earn everything. And you talked about staying on top of, you know, the Dallas Stars. Kind of explain to our listeners what that means as far as what you need to do to defend.
Yeah, I think, you know, they, like I said earlier, they got a lot of guys with speed, highly offensive, you know, ability, and they can make plays if you give them time and space. And I think when, you know, a perfect example is on the forecheck. Oftentimes you put the puck in the corner, you have the F1 that goes in, F2 is kind of seeking out that other D, and then your F3, sometimes it gets rimmed around, and that third guy is so important to stay above their guy with speed, because if you're not above that guy, then all of a sudden, that rim around, the RD can't pinch, and they just kind of bump it to the middle, and now they have speed. It's a 3-on-2, and so it is just a little bump. You just stay above them, slow their speed down, and that way it gives the F1 and F2 time to track and get on their horse and kind of beat their D up the ice. And if you do that all night, you don't really give up too many offensive chances. So you know, I thought we did a good job at that. Like, you know, obviously they got some chances, but they got a lot of guys that can make a lot of plays. So you know, for the most part, I thought we were great.
Yeah,
and your line kind of set the tone physically too. I mean, Donato put a guy in your own bench, and then you followed up with four hits in the game too.
Yeah. I mean, that's just simple hockey. And you know, as a fourth line, that's just trying to bring some energy to the group. And yeah, like you said, I was sitting on the bench, and Donnie puts a guy right in my lap. So it was a good all around game. And I think we could still, you know, tidy some areas up. But like I said, that was a good, you know, I would say 20, 25, 30 minutes of hockey. I think our first period wasn't great. But
what can you say more about the way Peter Mrazek has played this year?
Yeah, I mean, not much. I think he's been remarkable. I think, you know, from just the work he puts in at the rink, and you know, how he comes to the rink every single day with you know, his hard hat on, ready to work, and he's kept us in a lot of games this year. He's made some pretty outstanding saves. I mean, you saw it tonight. He's
he's been awesome for us. And you know, it's kind of, it's funny. We get that at the end of the game, every game we kind of, if we win, we got a chain that we hand out for the, you know, best player, and we're in the room, and I feel like every single time we win, we look, we're like, yeah, but Razik deserves it, but I think he's had it too many times, so we always give Razik a little shout out. Yeah, you know, a good game, but this is going to go to this guy this time. But no, like you said, he's been great. So it's been awesome for us.
Who'd you give it to tonight?
Tonight, Reich's got it. He obviously made a nice play on the goal, yeah. And then next shift he goes out there and takes one off the ankle for a nice block. So it's little things like that win you hockey games, and to see Reich's doing that was great, and I think he's been playing really well since he's been back up with us, and you know, I'm happy to see him succeed and put some points on the board as well.
Trey, got anything else?
Athanasiou gets his first of the season. You know, I know here's a guy who's worked hard. He's had some injury problems this season. He gets back in the lineup, and I know it's been frustrating for him that he hasn't found the back of the net. When you see a teammate score a goal like that, when you know that he's pressing, looking for that first of the season, how cool is it?
Oh, it's awesome. And you know what? I think for the average person, you know, you don't see the work that goes in behind the scenes for a guy that's injured. And you know, Dubs went through a lot of ups and downs with his injury that he had, and it was hard. He had some dog days. You saw him at the rink, and you know, he was there early. He was trying to get back and get back as soon as possible, and it was just a tough injury for him, and to see him, you know, finally put that one in the net, you know, it was great, and to see all that hard work and time that you know, we're on the road and he goes into the rink with you know, with our treatment guys, and you know, he's working just to try to get back, and to see him put that in was definitely a cool moment, and I'm happy for him for sure.
Mackenzie, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the big win here today.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
All right, Mackenzie Entwistle joining us down here. Service level here at the United Center after the Blackhawks get a 3-2 win over the Dallas Stars. And Troy, I mean, it just seems, you know, these younger guys are giving this team such a lift with the energy and everything. I mean, I'm watching Mackenzie talk to us here and just seeing the look on his face. It's like a kid in a candy store. You know, things are good.
Yeah, it's very infectious the way that, you know, his attitude is and the way that he kind of approaches things. And, you know, it hasn't been a great season, you know, a steady season for him. He's gone up and down, but he has such a great attitude, and there's so much positivity in his mannerisms and stuff. And when you talk to him, he's engaged in it. I mean, you know, he's right there, and you can just hear it in his voice, like you're saying. You're sitting there, and you see his eyes light up when he's talking about teammates, and he's one of my favorite guys. He's just got a tremendous attitude, and I just would like to see him show more of what he did there today. Like, take control of the situation, and he has the ability. He's a big guy at 6'3". He's about 205 pounds. He can fly out there, and I just like to see him be a little bit more confident with the puck to make some plays that I know that it's there. And it just has to start to come out to him, come out from him. But I just, you know, he's a great young man, and there is a lot of those guys. You know, very fortunate for us to be around the team when we're on the road. We're involved in some of the team meals and stuff, and you see this young group of guys like Reichel, like Kurashev, you know, like Mackenzie Entwistle. Slaggard is in there now. Vlasic, you know, you kind of forget about him. Korchinski, like, these guys are young and they're having fun, and it's been a tough year for the team, but individually I think these guys are really embracing this opportunity and trying to make the most of it, and they really do have a positive attitude, and I love being around these guys.
You talk about embracing, and I'm curious too, especially with the young players who probably throughout their juniors or wherever they played in college, they were the guys that were scoring goals, and they were the guys that were always involved offensively. But a guy like Mackenzie Entwistle, you talk about the big frame and the body, it probably takes a little time to get used to that role, and then to not only accept the role, but to excel at the role.
Well, there's only a number of players that are the high-end skilled players in whatever league they're playing in that play in that position in the NHL. There's a lot of times that those players have to make adaptions to where they're going to be playing in the NHL. You know, you can't make Lucas Reichel into a third-line mucker and grinder. He's got to find his niche. But a guy like Entwistle, you know, he's had great numbers offensively, and most guys, like you say, Andy, from wherever they're coming from, they were probably one of the best players in their leagues, growing up in their group of friends, to get to where they are right now. And there's great college players, great juniors players, but there's still another step to take. But there's only so many spots, and you're challenging with players from all over the world. So if you can find a way that maybe you're not the elite player that plays in a top six in a scoring role, more offensive role, find a way to stay in the NHL. And this is what, like, McKenzie has to do. He's not going to be a top six forward, but can he be a guy that can play a lot of years in the NHL as a third, fourth liner with the size and the speed that he has? Absolutely. So there is an adjustment, and there's a lot of players that don't make that adjustment and end up either playing in the minors or they fizzle out, whatever it takes. It's not easy, and a lot of players, the sooner you learn what you need to do to play in the NHL, and that's your baseline, because you always want to elevate that. You always want to get better. If you're a fourth liner, I want to be a third liner. That mentality has to be there. Yeah, but there's a lot of players that just don't make it to the NHL because they can't make that adjustment. You know, maybe you're a power play guy, and all of a sudden you're in your NHL. Now you're a penalty kill guy. And those are the types of things that really kind of makes the character of the player and whether he stays in the NHL and makes it or not.
Unselfish play is never underrated.
No, absolutely. And, to be a good team guy, and Twistle is one of those guys, he's loved inside the locker room, and everybody likes to be around him because he's got that bubbly, positive attitude. And I think it goes a long way in how the coaching staff has approached this season. They let a lot of the things get settled inside the room. Luke is a very he's as fiery as a guy as you want to get. I mean, I played against him. I know what he's all about. But he also understands that he can't go in there and ride these guys all the time. And he's got to let them have some fun in a tough season. And that's what he's been able to do. And I think what you're seeing from these guys is they come and they work hard. Are they as talented as some of the teams they play? No. That's just the bottom line. Yeah, but can they work hard and buy into the system and do what Luke wants them to do? Absolutely. And I think that's kind of where the leadership inside the room, the coaching staff, has done a fantastic job this year.
Let's get to our player with the most heart here tonight, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Northwestern Medicine, home to the state's leading heart and vascular program, top ranked for 16 straight years by U.S. News and World Report. Who you got?
Normally Joe handles that, so you threw a curveball at me.
But I'm sorry about that.
Listen, no. But I'm going to go with Connor Bedard in this one because he got the ball rolling. He got his 22nd of the season, which is a team-leading 22nd goals. He got his fourth on the Citgo power play. And, when a team was looking for that spark, Connor Bedard, time and space, man, what a play by him to fire it past the goaltender, Scott Wedgwood, and get the ball rolling in the second period.
Now you know I'm not a major league pitcher. I hung my curve, and you just knocked it out of the park.
Well, I was like, hey, is he coming there? Okay.
That was good.
I'll get it.
All right, good work. Hey, it was always great to work with you, and it was a fantastic game to watch here today.
Andy, always a pleasure. It was great to see you, my friend, and excellent job.
All right, Troy Murray joining us from up in the booth here on WGN as we get a 3-2 win for the Blackhawks here over the Dallas Stars. We'll take a timeout here, and we'll come back with more on our postgame show. We roll with you till 6 o'clock here on 720 WGN.
Razzik out of his net to play it. Throws it along the near wall. Robertson to Rope hits. Far circle, shoots, and into the glove of Peter Mrazek.
Wow. What a save by Mrazek. He kind of turned this puck over, put Seth Jones in a tough position.
Right there, our save of the game, sponsored by ComEd for Business. ComEd, powering business, powering lives. One of the 42 saves for Peter Mrazek tonight. His 50th game of the season, a career high for him, and he gets his 18th win. 44 shots on goal for Dallas here tonight, 17 for the Blackhawks. But, it's not – they don't judge you on how many you shoot. It's how many go in, right? And the Blackhawks had one more than the Stars had going in today, 3-2 the final. As the Blackhawks win here on home ice, they end Dallas's 8-game winning streak overall and 7-game road winning streak with that win here tonight. And again, now depending on what Colorado does, there could be a tie there for the top spot in the Central Division with this Dallas team trying to play for a President's Cup. They're not too far behind the New York Rangers. But at the same time, this was a game that they needed to win. And the Blackhawks have had that attitude. It was all during the week leading up to this game, especially after the loss to the Islanders. that the seven games that were left on the schedule were not just to play out the string. These were games that they could kind of treat as maybe in some respects as a seven-game playoff series, or just certain guys trying to establish themselves here with the coaching staff and trying to make sure that they're around when this thing kicks into high gear next year. But for whatever reason, the Blackhawks did. They didn't play a great first period, but they made up for that in the second when they scored three goals in a matter of about 4 minutes, actually 4 minutes and 3 seconds. Bedard with his 22nd on the power play. Andreas Athanasiou with his first. That came at 5:53 of that second period. And then Seth Jones a couple of minutes later with his eighth of the year. Donato and our guest, Mackenzie Entwistle, with the assists on that one. Entwistle, it was great to have him here in the booth with us because he was definitely a noticeable player today. Ryan Donato, also a noticeable guy. Both of those guys on that same line with Landon Slaggard. But Entwistle was all over the place, and he was playing with speed, and he was playing with confidence. He had four hits. He led the way, and he was a plus one in the game here tonight as the Blackhawks get themselves a 3-2 win over the Dallas Stars here at the United Center. Faceoffs, again, did not really go the Blackhawks' way, but, again, it doesn't really matter in a win. The Hawks are at 42% for the faceoff dot, 58% for Dallas. On the power play, the Blackhawks scored one of their two chances, and the Dallas Stars were 0-for-3 on the power play. Just in case you want to know, the three stars of the game, and I agree with pretty much everything that these three stars were. Connor Bedard was named the number three star of the game, Seth Jones number two, and little doubt that it was Peter Mrazek as the number one star of this game with 42 saves and getting the Blackhawks a 3-2 win here over the Dallas Stars. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back with a little more here in our postgame show. Again, we roll with you until 6 o'clock here tonight. Don't forget, there's a matinee again tomorrow. Same time, same place. 2 o'clock pregame show against the Wild and a 2:30 puck drop here at the United Center on the best day ever here at the United Center, as well as the Blackhawks take on their division rival, the Minnesota Wild. More on that coming up in just a few moments. Hawks win it 3-2 over the Dallas Stars. More coming up here in just a moment. 720 WGN.
Here's Kurashev along the goal line, working around Wedgwood's net up to the near side. Bedard in the near point, works down the near wall from the near circles, shoots and scores! Connor Bedard sniping it from the circle, capitalizes on the Blackhawks' power play, and the Hawks lead 1-0.
Sniping it was exactly what happened there. To be able to watch Connor Bedard operate in little space and kind of lulling people to sleep with pulling the puck back towards his body, as Troy was trying to explain during the intermission, the second period intermission, he let one fly, and I'm telling you what, there was a little room between the bottom of the glove of the goaltender and that far post, and he snuck it underneath the glove, off the post, and in. A howitzer, his 22nd of the season. Bedard taking over the team lead, and goals scored from Jason Dickinson, Kurashev, and Foligno on the assists from that one at 4:48 of the second period. That started the onslaught, and basically that's the goal that started everything off to get the Blackhawks a win. Because Athanasiou scored a minute five later, and then Seth Jones got his eighth of the year at 8:51 of the period. And the Blackhawks did have to hold on. Rope Hintz with a goal toward the end of that second period. And then Jamie Benn on a goal that that was reviewed, at least at that point. It appeared that his stick was over the crossbar, but they called it a good goal on the ice. They did review it, and they did decide that was a good goal. And so Jamie Benn scored his 20th of the year at 15:37 of the third. But Bedard started it all off. Let's hear from him in the locker room.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, it's been a tough year with, our record and everything, but it shows a lot about our group that, we're sticking with. We're still trying to get better every day, and to see some results here in the last, little bit is great for us. I think a lot of guys coming in and haven't got to win in this league. There's obviously the guys that have played in the league a bit that have experienced that, but for us to kind of not get used to it, but feel like you said, about 500 is a big positive.
Nice for you to get off the Schneid there.
Yeah, it feels like I'm on the Schneid a lot, so whenever you score one, it's nice. It's not easy to put them in, so definitely feels good.
When you were going out there with like 40 seconds left, what's your mentality in that situation?
Just be smart. I mean, you're just trying not to get scored on, obviously, and we have our set in those situations, and just know where I'm supposed to be, and if the puck gets on my stick, make a smart play.
Do you feel like that's something you've improved with or got more comfortable with as the year's gone on, those like kind of last second defensive situations?
I think so. I mean, it's nice. You know, I've been on for a couple 6-on-5s, you know, lately, which is good. Shows, you know, Luke has some trust in me there, and, you know, that feels good. So I think it's a really important part of the game, and to elevate your game as any player, that's you know, one of the parts. So, yeah, it feels good to kind of be trusted in that situation.
How about that Reichel play on the Athens
season? Yeah, that was sick. I mean, that's what he can do, though. He's so skilled, so fast, and, I mean, he makes such good plays, you know, every game. And, you know, if you're watching him kind of iso camming him, he's so many little plays that he's making, you know, every night. So it's good to see, obviously, them get rewarded. But, yeah, that was crazy for sure.
What else can you say about Mrazek, especially this season? He feels like he's done this every night.
Yeah, there isn't much you can say anymore. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know how many shots he had today, but some of those saves he's making is crazy. So, you know, it's we're lucky to have him back there, and you know, he's been our rock all year for sure.
So the voice of Connor Bedard there after the Blackhawks get the win 3-2. I should mention that you know, the question came to him about getting off the schneid. Yeah, that was his first goal in the last 7 games. So he's gone through some slumps and some ups and downs. It's, you know, it doesn't mean that he's not playing well. I mean, he's still shooting the puck, which is good to see. But sometimes that puck just does not want to go in. But Bedard and pretty much everybody that you talk to after a game will tell you that the reason they were there was because of Peter Mrazek. No different here tonight. Here's Peter Mrazek.
Second period especially. You know, I needed that break between second and third. I think they were coming hard in the, you know, after the 5-3, I would say.
I mean, at what point did you feel like you were into it?
Well, early in the first period, you know, they were coming shots early on me. So that first period set the whole game, I think, for me.
There at the end, Bedard was out there for the last 40 seconds. And have you seen him in those situations, kind of at the end of the game, being more comfortable?
To be honest, I didn't even know who was on the ice there. I was just looking at the puck, and it was, you know, from the one end to the other. And I think we defended well at, you know, 6-on-5, especially the 6-on-4 early in for a minute.
So many games earlier in the season, you'd have a game like that and lose 2-1 or something like that. What's it mean to see these guys starting to, you know, find that offense a little more regular?
I think we feel more comfortable when we got the lead, and then we know we can defend. So, you know, that's the key for us to be up, and then we can learn how to close those games.
What has this season meant to you to be healthy, to play well? And I think today was, you set a career high in 50 starts now for you.
Yeah, like you said, the number one thing was to be healthy, and you know, the work with Jimmy that we did over the 2 seasons, you know, helped me moving forward. So those are things that you know, I can appreciate and, you know, be thankful for.
You got one interference call, but how did you feel about the second goal?
I thought it was a high stick. It's hard to say. I didn't see the replay yet. You know, to be honest, I think the rule should just, you know, be goal, and then there's not going to be any talk about, you know, high sticking or not a high stick. So, you know, I didn't see the replay.
For the veterans, when you beat a team that's playing for a President's Trophy like Dallas this late in the year, how does that encourage you guys when you start talking about next year in the final couple of weeks?
Well, you know, we're in a learning process, so I think we're learning how to, like I said before, how to close those games and how to play against a team like Dallas, you know, top 2 or 3 teams in NHL, and we have to just, you know, learn how mentally and physically also how to play those games, and, you know, have a game plan and finish those games when we can.
Were you surprised by the ref having to come out and overrule the call on that
LP? I was really upset. I was really mad. I didn't know, and then he said no go. I was like, what's going on? That was confusing.
All right, Peter Mrazek after the game. 42 saves, facing 44 shots, and the Blackhawks beat the Stars by the final score of 3-2. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back and get you set for tomorrow's game. Yeah, there's a game here tomorrow afternoon as well. And we'll run you around the out-of-town scoreboard as well coming up here in just a moment. Hawks win over the Stars 3-2. This is Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
Picked up by Iafallo. Iafallo curling. Iafallo will drop it off. Winnipeg to cycle. Back toward the line. Shot came in. They score! Dylan Sandberg's shot deflected in front by Morgan Barron. And Winnipeg has their largest lead of the afternoon. It's 4-2 for the Jets.
And our next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers Not But One Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Blackhawks taking on the Minnesota Wild, who, as you heard there in that clip, falling to the Winnipeg Jets earlier today, 4-2 at home. That, again, will be a 2 o'clock pregame and a 2:30 faceoff here on another matinee. Back-to-back matinees here at the United Center. Let's hope the Blackhawks can carry the momentum of this 3-2 win over Dallas into that game tomorrow against the Minnesota Wild. There were a couple of other finals around the National Hockey League. Let's start in Pittsburgh.
Scrambling behind. Malkin a pass right circle. Carlson, here he is. Fires! That wouldn't go in! It was just wide from Raquel off a lightning stick.
Malkin's redirect hit the post, went to Raquel, who had a wide open net in the swing of the miss.
Touch pass, loose in front. Bunting, he scores! He scores! Michael Bunting puts the Penguins back on top!
And that third period goal, 5-4, the final. The Penguins beat the Lightnings. On the Penguins Radio Network, Steve Mears and Phil Bork. Let's head out to Boston.
And a beautiful left skate save made by Ullmark. Here's a takeaway by Boquist. Boquist scores!
That was the OT game winner. The Bruins beat the Panthers by the final of 3-2, courtesy of the New England Sports Network. And Jack Edwards on the call. 3-2 Bruins over the Panthers. One other game has started already. They're in the first intermission. The Blues and the Sharks are scoreless after one in San Jose. They'll start the second period here very shortly. Other games that are coming up here in the National Hockey League is to be the Maple Leafs visiting the Canadiens. Also, the Devils and the Senators will do battle up in Ottawa. It'll be the Flyers taking on the Blue Jackets, the Predators of Nashville taking on the New York Islanders on the island. The Islanders at 17-10-10 at home so far this season. The Oilers will face the Flames in Calgary, and it'll be the Canucks and the Kings doing battle in L.A. That game a little bit later on tonight. So the Blackhawks get themselves a win here at home over the Dallas Stars by the final of 3-2. I believe we have a little bit of head coach Luke Richardson, if I'm not mistaken on that. We'll go to that right now.
Good. I thought, you know, I mean, I just didn't think we were moving our feet very well at the beginning of the game. And but Peter was solid all night for us. And obviously we have to credit him to keep us in that game, to let ourselves find it in the second. And I thought we made some plays in the second, obviously. And then, you know, we didn't just hang on by the threads in the third. I thought we played really well and hard. You know, been unfortunate on that, you know, the tipped goal. But, you know, we got the call on the one that was not a goal. So that was one each way. And I thought our penalty killing was excellent. And the power play scored a big goal.
Ready to explode when he called a good goal after the game?
I wasn't sure what I heard, but no, they corrected it pretty quick. I was just a little confused myself, but no, they were fine. They got it right. You know, sometimes I think if you're on the mic, you're a little nervous and say the wrong thing, like here.
So this morning that you were looking at some young guys getting different situations, and at the end of that 5-on-3, when it went back to 5-on-4, Korchinski and Kaiser came out together, and then Bedard at the end of the game. How does it build your confidence when you see those young guys come out against a team like Dallas and perform that well?
Yeah, and, you know, I thought, you know, you throw Reichel in that mix too, like with Connor. I thought, like, young guys, like, he really made that second goal happen. Like, he broke through the middle there, and even though he drew a penalty getting pulled down, he didn't quit on the play. He made the nice pass and stayed with it. And I think that made a big momentum, you know, difference in the game for us. And, you know, Connor was great all night. I thought he made really good decisions all night. He was good at the end of the game when they had the goalie out and had a few plays where he had nothing and dumped it in, which is the right thing to do. And, yeah, the guys in the back end, you know, after a hard penalty kill, we're going to need them to take a few shifts like that. And they were ready for it, and they did it.
Yeah, great to see some of the young guys answering the bell here today. Not only did we talk to Mackenzie Entwistle a little bit earlier today, but yeah, Korchinski, Kaiser, and also Connor Bedard, as Luke Richardson pointed out there. You know, that's the talk about responsibility when, you know, you're a goal scorer and Connor Bedard, you always want to make that play, but sometimes the play is not there. Rather than forcing it, you need to do the smart thing, and that's to dump the puck in and live to fight another day, and that's certainly what he did quite a bit of here tonight. So the complete game is starting to be seen by the fans, and it's also starting to be seen by the coaching staff, you know, the 200-foot game, as they like to call it. And you hear from Luke Richardson. I mean, it sounds like he's getting a little bit more confident in each of these guys with each passing day. I mean, we have to remember that Connor Bedard is 18 years old and Kevin Korchinski is 18, 19 years old. This is their first experience in the National Hockey League. Things move very quickly, much more quickly than they did in the juniors and even before that. So getting them adjusted, and that's kind of why we were talking about Mackenzie Entwistle too, just being able to kind of accept a role and understand what your role is to make the team better. It's hard sometimes when you're a goal scorer to accept that kind of a responsibility and a role. But if it makes you stay in the National Hockey League, you do it. And believe me, I'm not trying to say Connor Bedard's not a goal scorer, because we know he is. And that certainly got things going here for the Blackhawks as well on that first goal of the game, scored by Bedard, his 22nd, his first in the last seven games. And the Blackhawks get themselves a big 3-2 win here on home ice over the very tough Dallas Stars at the United Center. That's going to wrap things up for us here. Let's tell you that Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. By United Airlines, by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. And by Northwestern Medicine. Big thanks to John Weideman, Troy Murray, Joe Brand, our engineer Paul Zering here, our engineer back in WGN, Krista Flores, Jack Heinrich for all his help here, Sammy Martino, and Tony Donardis back in the flagship at WGN. Next game again tomorrow against the Wild. 2 o'clock pregame and a 2:30 faceoff right here on 720 WGN. Ron Brown will have your news next, then Eye on Travel here on WGN. It's Andy Mazur saying good night. Once again, your final score from the UC. The Blackhawks beat the Stars 3-2. Blackhawks hockey here on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.